T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sam Adams Tap Room in Faneuil Hall, roadshow number 4 coming up after 9. The governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Maura Healey, will be with us right here. And we got lots to talk to her about. And she wanted to call that segment, I think, should we be able to get her to do every once in a while segment, Mimosas with Maura. And so we'll have some form of a mimosa for her here.
Can I just sort of a brief observation?
Yes.
Truly great, accomplished people are the most flexible. Like Ty Law, the best defensive player I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Jim Cook, the best brewer in the world.
Yeah.
Are hanging out, and it's like you would have no idea each was who they are based on how they interact with people.
Yes.
Then there's
yes.
people like Ken, get to middle management. Anybody who, you know, the people that are the most demanding usually
have not really been
that accomplished.
Have not accomplished a lot.
Right.
Enough.
Like
yes.
Orwana Marconi.
Yes. Yes. I think you make a great point.
Can I say Mr. and Mrs. Curtis? Nicest people in the entire world.
There
Curtis's
they are.
Parents.
Oh,
I'm obsessed.
Wait, I didn't meet the parents yet.
I am obsessed.
There.
Oh,
there they are.
Obsessed.
Yes.
Ah, there they are.
Yep.
Lunch
right,
on the Curtises. All right. We need the black card.
Yeah. Of course, Wiggy. You want the black card.
He's here to pay Chris's bill.
Yep. Yeah. Parking was expensive, Ken.
Ty, can you settle? Ty Law's with us, and he comes to all the road shows, and I can't thank him enough for that. Can you settle a little ongoing debate here at the radio station?
Okay.
It has Foyer and Wiggy on one side and the great Dante Scarnecchia on the other side.
Okay.
Are OTAs important?
Depends on where you're at in your career, who you are. And I think OTAs, if you're coming to a new system to get acclimated, you know, to the playbook, because it's different terminologies everywhere you go. You know what I mean? It's football is football, but they say it differently. So, for some, I didn't need OTAs.
Thank you.
I didn't need
Thank
OTAs.
You.
Wiggy did, but I didn't.
I needed them my first year. I didn't
like
need them.
You know,
come on, thank you. OTAs are meaningless, especially if you're, like you said, if you're a rookie or a guy who's going somewhere. All right, it's good to get in the playbook.
Then
why is that?
Then you explain to me why Dante Scarnecchia is so bothered by the fact that Christian Fourier was saying they were meaningless,
because
that he calls the radio station.
Because he's a coach. He has a coach's mentality.
Okay, I hate to break it to you.
There
needs to be a coach. Like, I hate to break it to you guys. There needs to be somebody who is the coach.
Well, don't you think Bill takes notice if guys don't show up?
Well, I ain't never show up.
Right. Certain
Bill,
guys.
And Bill didn't care.
So my thing guys, is, yes, he takes notice. But
like
certain guys.
Practice.
Practice. Certain guys, yes. Courtney, I don't know if you know this. The world of the NFL, we're not all on equal playing field.
No, I do. Yeah,
certain
I
guys
that.
That don't. Parcells used to say it's voluntary mandatory.
Yeah,
for voluntary certain guys.
Right, for certain guys.
You know who it's mandatory for. But, me, mandatory. But, Ty, we'll see you come July.
But I was working because I was actually – I got – in my contract, I got paid to stay for the off-season program. I chose not to. When my contract was up, when it was time to renegotiate, I said, look, I'm not here. I go pay somebody else. So y'all pay me to pay somebody else. So I went to Bob Kersey, and that's where I did all my training for the off-season. So I never had to do off-season program because they knew what I was going to bring to the table coming back. They actually asked me to take a couple guys with me. So they was okay with guys coming with me to train. Mm-hmm. Because that's what I did.
All right. Does it concern – you talked about veteran players learning a new system. Is it concerning that Juju isn't here?
I mean, not really. I think he's earned a certain right as far as, you know, his veteran. Being a veteran guy. But to learn the system and the terminology, he probably should be here. It ain't like he's Randy Moss. You know, nothing like that.
Yep.
But
you know what they're
going
to do day one when he gets to training camp. They're going to start at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it'd be good for him if he wanted to kind of get, like, a little head start on it. But if he doesn't show up, he'll show up first day of training camp, and he's probably been through a million playbooks, and he'll learn it that way. If you're a rookie or – and, like, maybe a Juju –
stay off the damn social media.
Yeah, stay off the social – but OTAs are meaningless. They are meaningless, you know, for guys like Ty, for myself after a couple of years. If you're a guy like Ty, and a lot of days, today's nowadays, everybody's got their own personal trainer. Yeah. Everybody's working out wherever.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, if a guy's from Florida, he don't want to spend March or April, May in Massachusetts. He wants to be down in, you know, South Beach.
Yeah. Right. Ty, do you think – we were talking about this yesterday. Do you think there is a legitimate competition this summer between Bailey and Mac, or is it Mac's team and Bailey's just there to, you know, to give him a little bit of heat?
It's Mac's job to lose. Going into – let's just cut out all the madness, all the hoopla. We understand what Zappy did when he came in, but that's what you're supposed to do because ain't nobody thinking about that you're a backup. We expected Tom Brady to hold down the fort when Drew went down. Was you expecting – him to be the GOAT? No. But you expect him, it's no excuses when you step on the field. So, Mac Jones, it's no excuses. When you go out there, you got to perform. You know somebody's breathing down your neck. They know that you can be replaced, you know, for the time being. But he is a starting quarterback, and I don't think that he did anything to lose that title, and I don't think Zappy did anything to gain that. As far as being a starter.
Obviously, he's probably very excited that Bill O'Brien's going to be his guy now.
Right.
But how much pressure does that add on his shoulders for the season? Because if he goes out and does more of the same with the change of his offensive coordinator, then it's goodbye to Mac Jones, right?
I mean, depends on what his cap number is.
Yeah, it's pretty low.
It depends on what his cap number is. But
if you want to win a championship, if you're Bill or Robert, then...
Right, if you want to win a championship, but my thing is get him some help. So, okay... I don't know if we can go out there and afford him or what Hopkins, but that will help. You know what I mean? You have to give Zappy and Mac Jones because they are not Tom Brady. So you have to give them weapons to work with. But I think if you give Mac Jones some weapons, and he can be pretty successful, and they can go into the playoffs. And once you get to the playoffs, anything can happen. Mm-hmm. You know, look at the Miami Heat right now. You know what I mean? Anything can happen. We were – kind of that team back when we won our first Super Bowl. No one gave us a chance. We just got hot at the right time.
I'm wondering, though, if DeAndre Hopkins and Ty, you might have been in situations, if he can get past the kind of the relationship he had with Billy O'Brien where he felt like Billy O'Brien compared him to Aaron Hernandez.
Disrespected
him. Yeah, so I'm wondering if that's going to be an issue.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah. I wonder, you know, guys – I mean, I would feel a certain way.
I know how they can kiss and make up. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, but I mean, if you compare me to somebody, you compare me
with a check.
Yeah, but is Bill going to give him that check, though?
It don't make no difference. Bottom right-hand corner, is it Bill Belichick or Robert Kraft?
Right, but is Robert going to give him that? Because you know DeAndre's probably going to ask for good money, right?
As would you.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. What did OBJ get? Like 16 or 17 million?
15.
Right. 15.
So DeAndre's going to be somewhere in that realm. Right. I wonder if Bill is – like, I'm all for DeAndre Hopkins because I think it helps Mac Jones. But I wonder if Robert and Bill are like, all right, we're going to give a guy 12, 13, 14 million that.
They're 30th in cash spending right now. 30th out of 32 teams. They have money. Why won't they spend it?
No, I mean, if he can get over his issue with Bill O'Brien, they have to do it.
But we're still speculating. Do we really know? Did anybody publicly say that there was an issue, or are you speculating when they were in Houston?
Yeah,
there was an
issue. This was when they were in Houston. They had an issue.
I mean, people get over that. Hell, I had a problem with Belichick when I was here before we left. Hell, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean,
he said he lied to feed his family that he signed.
You go through that, but it's not as deep as everybody thinks it is at the time. You know what I mean? I don't think.
What is it like negotiating with Bill? Huh? What was that like when you're negotiating with Bill Belichick? When the back and forth, or is it all your agent? You sort of stay out.
No, not me. Hell no. I'm coming to take my damn self. You know what I mean? So I had an agent represent me, but we had conversations.
Yeah.
You know, myself and Coach Belichick, whether it was, you know, Mr. Kraft, you got to know your worth. And
I've asked you for 2 years.
Huh?
Just tell the story.
Tell what story?
The check on the table story.
Huh?
Just tell that story. You refuse. I ask you every time. It's the greatest.
Okay. I'll put it like this.
It's a great.
Okay.
Okay. Let me do the clean version.
Huh?
It's got to be the clean version because you can say F. You can't say the word, but you can say F. Well, go ahead. I'm just warning you. The swear jar does not work today.
The swear jar doesn't work today. Okay. No, we're not going to swear today. No, it was just a situation where I had a prior contract before he got there, and then I had like a workout bonus and and a reporting bonus. So when I came to training camp, I got two checks. So I got the reporting bonus, on time. Then you get the workout bonus when you pass your condition check.
Right.
I came and got one check.
Right.
So I'm like, where's the second check? You know what I mean? Because one was big, one was small. But the big one, you send the financial advisor. The little one, that's your mess around money. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's where you go out there and, you know, mess around. So I went up. Instead of going to the coach, I was like, I figured it was a typo or whatever up there in the front office. So I just goes up to accountant. I say, hey, I'm missing a check. And he was like, well, you got to go down and see Bill. I'm like, what the hell do I got to do with my money? You know what I mean? So I go down, see Bill, and it was a conversation where, you know, he was like, hey, we didn't talk like we did last year. And I was like, well, I was doing this before you got here. And when we talked last year, you said, okay, I went and did a thing, came back and got my money. So for whatever reason, it didn't happen that year because he said we didn't have the conversation. But I think Bill was just messing with me. He'd do that kind of stuff. And I was like, he said, just go to practice. I said, you ain't going to get my money. I said, okay. So I called my financial advisor. Did that million clear? He's like, yeah, clear. I went back the next day. I said, walked in, Bill had my contract on sitting right here because he knew me. He knew I was going to walk back in there.
Right.
He had my contract highlight. It says this and the wording on there. Said.
I need to give him a list of words.
It's okay. I went into the locker room and I just start putting on my stuff and leaving. And Rodney, like, where you going? Home. But the thing is, you got to know how it works,
right?
You cannot find me more than $5,000 a day in training camp. Everybody get the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, it's $100,000.
Yep.
I got 20 practice. I'll be back.
So I'm going to be out there slaving and banging.
He'll do that stuff, and, you know, he'll test you. So then I guess a call a couple days later, 3 days later, and he wanted to talk. He said, I got to send you the – you know how they got to send you the letter? You walked out.
Yep.
They didn't have social media and stuff back then because that would have been all over the place. So I'm going to get in trouble for this now. I can't get fined. Look, normally you say something like this, you get a fine, you get a little deduction from your check. I ain't getting no check from them no more. So, I can't get fined. But anyway – I came down. He said, look, you play the game, and we'll talk about your money. And I was like, we was going down to Washington. I'm like, man, I'm going to that game, you know. But, look, I'm down there. Put me in the game at the end. Now, all Willie and all the boys is out.
Yeah.
I'm playing basically with the scrubs now.
You playing with the fourth
team? Yeah, he put me in there with the fourth team and all that. So, you know, all these young guys going all hard trying to beat Ty Law. Willie and Laurie and everybody eating hot dogs and laughing, you know. So came back in the next day on a Monday, you know, to watch the film. So I'm sitting there, and he just came and put an envelope, because I didn't even have on Patriot attire. I got my regular clothes on. I ain't getting undressed for nothing. I ain't going in that field. That's what I had in my head. So I'm gonna take this free breakfast now.
Right.
So you're eating
the free breakfast. I'm eating it. He just came back and put this on it. Could I say it one time without a fine? Okay, yeah. He said.
Yeah, you can. Can he dump out?
No, I won't say nothing because I won't get no fine.
Can you dump out?
But he was like,
I've already dumped twice. So
I'm sorry. Okay. A swear jar.
He was like, just say F. Yeah.
He just put the thing next to me. He's like, F and A-O, and just walked off.
He puts the check down, right, and he goes,
F-ing A-hole. Yeah, so I guess I looked it up.
What a joy.
I looked at the name like,
okay. Appreciate it, Bill.
No, he docked me the 3 days I left. So I got 85 instead of 100. But thank you, Bill, and then we kissed the maid up. You know what I mean?
That hurt him to hand that check too. Like, God damn it, Ty.
Isn't that a bunch of wasted energy? I thought Bill was solely focused on winning. Like, what the hell?
No, but sometimes you got to, you know, you jam.
Thanks for being here.
All right, appreciate it.
You're the best, and we'll have you. We'll talk to you all football season.
All right. Oh, absolutely. I'm gonna be around, guys.
Maybe one more road show. Bring Corvus.
Oh yeah, definitely. Man, okay. I see a camera right there. Where that camera going to?
That's Twitch.
Yeah, it's going to Twitch.
Yeah.
What's up?
Let me turn around and Twitch real quick. Let me.
Bring the Falk around.
All right, we got to take a break. Up next, the governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with us here at the Sam Adams Tap Room at Faneuil Hall.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.